Last time on Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. This happened.
Oh, fuck yes!
Nat 20?
Oh, fuck
you know
yes.
It, fam.
And now, we'll get right back to the episode.
Wait, really? A nat 20?
I shit you not, I can have Tim check it.
I ain't getting up.
Fuck
What's
your encounter.
The damage?
Okay, so it's 8 plus, so 16 plus 5, so 21 damage in total.
That's a little bit
wait,
of that.
Wait, 16?
Or wait, because it's max damage, and then I roll additional die, right?
You roll an additional d6,
I'm
believe,
sorry,
right?
Yeah, it's 1d8 plus 5, and then I roll a d6, my bad.
Okay, so it's 13 base.
13. I just rolled that, and it landed on top of my keyboard. An extra 2.
So, 15 damage.
Correct.
Wow.
Wait, that's it?
Yep.
It's only a cow
pattern. Yeah, Patton doesn't really deal damage. And then, here, one second here. Let me just put the, So, Michael is going to be turning at John. It's just, if you ain't willing to do the job that the Lord has put you here to do, then I'm going to have to do it. As he just gets clocked in the side of a head, in the side of the head with a car battery, and then wrapped up in barbed wire. And he's just getting perpetually electrocuted. They're just going to shout, "What is wrong with y'all?"
Dude, I'm about to punch his dick off.
So, next up is, I'm assuming you're done. There's nothing else you can do,
yeah,
right?
There's nothing yeah, nothing else you can do.
So, next up is Azrael. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Where do you think you're
That's
going?
A fast Goliath. Holy shit.
It is. They got long legs.
He's
so
thick.
Let me actually think about this real quick.
Hey, Michael, you ever consider just, like, not?
You know, sometimes. And then I just
hey, he can't actually get anywhere, really.
You made this map too big.
That is unfortunate.
No, I mean, he could go. He could leave.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, perfect. So, he's in range. Close blast 3. Patton.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop having big blasts.
So.
Enough.
He's just going to turn to Patton. Cease. And is going to reach out his hand with his scythe and pull it back. Like, through the air. And that is going to be, ooh, a crit!
Nah.
Because he rolled a 19.
Nah.
Well, it was Goodbye, nice knowing Patton. You guys. We had a lot of fun. Had some really great adventures.
Patton's on the aura.
No, it's...
He's in
the aura for this is when he's in the aura.
Oh.
Allies
no.
in the aura. This doesn't do any damage, though, so that's a bit unfortunate.
No. Anything that doesn't deal damage is far, far more terrifying.
Your dazed save ends.
Again
Fuck
with this.
Off. Save ends days.
That's unfortunate.
One of these days.
All right. So he's going to just rip his scythe through the air, right? And your vision is just going to go black. Like, and the rest of you are just going to see, like, the lights in Patton's eyes are just going to start, like, flickering and kind of going out. It seems like he's just kind of fucked with how you see things.
That's rude.
In a not fun way. So, next up, Abaddon.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
You gotta keep this meme going?
You gonna keep this going?
I'm the angel of death. Uh-huh.
Can you maybe cease?
Dan put, like, all this hard work into making, like, a super cool... Like Wraith guy, you just turn him into Mickey Mouse.
He's going to turn over and look at John.
Oh, thank God.
Right? No, you fucked up. So he's going to look at John, shake his head, pull out the dagger, teleport, which gets rid of the mark. So any mark on him ends.
What?
Oh, no. What?
As he is again going to attempt to rip Jiron's throat out through his like chest.
This seems like a supposed to lose guy.
Aww. That's only a 24 versus AC.
Fuck off.
That would have hit even if the mark was still on him.
Yeah. So, let's see. Are you fucking kidding me?
4 damage.
That was a pretty shit roll. 21 damage.
What?
I hope the car battery was worth it.
It could have been much worse. I mean, rolling only an 11 on 4d6 is pretty bad.
Christ, what is that thing?
Painful. Oh, no, wait, he rolled 13 on 4d6. Dude, so that's actually pretty average.
Dude, we gotta run. We gotta leave. We can't deal with this.
He's actually out of that, though. He's gonna stay substantial now, as he re-solidifies.
So wait, that's not his basic attack?
Oh no, he only gets that huge damage if he's attacking you while he's insubstantial.
Oh, okay. See, I thought, like, if that's his basic attack, then, like, we just gotta leave. There's no way.
Oh, hell no.
That's fine, then.
I'm like, he's just throwing us, like, a level 20 monster or some shit.
Actually, what level is this? Only 7.
Like a fucking reskinned goddamn black dragon or some shit.
Yeah, so he is going to pull the daggers out of Jiron as Jiron slumps down to the ground.
Terrific.
He's going to look over at Azrael. Who's my next target? As Azrael is going to point his scythe over at John.
I'll show you a next target.
So, next up, John. Abaddon is hunched over Jiron, like head down and just looking up at him. Look, just looking up at you.
All right.
Not in a combat stance or anything.
Okay. Taking a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget your floating +2.
I'm thinking, would it be more important to keep you up or to get Jerry back up?
I think you can do both, right?
I can, but then I can't shoot him.
Isn't your heal a minor?
Yes.
Let's move minor standard.
I could not move, but then I can't shoot him.
What? No, you can do all three. Move, shift one is a move,
mm-hmm.
Heal Jiron is a minor, hit him as a standard.
No, but also Patton. I was going to heal Patton too. I'm pretty sure I want Jerry to not be dying though, so I'm going to do that.
You're only okay. Pretty sure.
I need to take it.
Lay on hands, right?
I need to take turns. Or we lose.
You want to take turns.
No, I need to take
Jiron
turns.
Jiron gets a healing surge, right?
Yeah, I'm going to lay on hands, Jiron. Get your magical ass up and help me beat this guy.
I'm up to 8. Am I stabilized?
What is your healing 10. Surge, Jiron? 10? Yeah. You go up to 10. You start from 0.
Been a while.
All right, okay, so what are you attacking Abaddon with?
Well, since he's going after me, I guess I don't need to worry about pinning him down.
Kill him, John. Use your daily. We need it.
I'm probably going to.
I've used both of mine.
Yeah, we'll just go.
I keep getting dazed when this is the first time ever I actually have minor actions to use.
That's unfortunate.
It's because your minor actions are really good.
Stop the Birdman. Yeah, I'm going to Blood of the Mighty this guy.
Nice. Go for it.
Fuck. Okay. That's good.
Rolled out of your keyboard, didn't you?
It's hit a problem. Nah, it hit an open area. Landed on a top face. 26.
26 versus AC?
Yeah.
That'll hit. Before you roll damage, would you like to add Furious Assault?
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously.
So, 5d12 plus a billion?
Fuck, I only have
4d12. You guys talking about 4d6 like it's crazy.
I only have 4d12.
For us it is. We have like 50 health. These
one
nerds
second.
Have got like hundreds.
I'm gonna go find one more d12.
You wanna roll them all at once?
Don't ruin the moment for him.
I've got one of
my own. Rolling 5d12 is some Shadowrun shit.
I'll put some of that patent grease on this one for you.
Can I borrow a d12? Thank you. All right. I'm diced up.
Diced up. Ooh, that's good.
That's good. Oh, shit. All right, so 10, 9, 7, oh, 6, God. 2. So.
It's a lot?
Yes, a lot. It's 20, 30.
Plus 7, plus 6, plus 35? 34.
Damage. No, hang on. Plus 7. 41 damage.
So. Wait, 35 plus 7?
No, 34 plus 7.
Oh.
Yeah, 34 plus 7.
41 damage?
Yes, 41 damage.
Now, Tim, is there some kind of sound effect that goes alongside 41 fucking damage?
Why? Well, I don't have a shotgun shot sound.
You have one. You have a shotgun right next to you. He's bloodied.
It sounds...
You one-shot bloodied this dude.
Wait, what? That's
He's a glass cannon character.
Yeah. So you bloodied him. Are you doing anything else?
You're saying that, like, 41 damage bloodying someone is crazy. I have 44 health.
Yeah. I mean, probably not. No, I'm good.
Now you use your action point? Okay.
Yeah, it seems like he's coming after me, so I really don't have to stop him.
You might want to.
Because he's going to kill me or Geron in the next hit.
I'm pretty sure he's going to hit me.
If you can deal... I mean,
I don't know, John. These guys have been teleporting constantly. He can go anywhere.
He kind of can.
How much damage can you deal on an encounter power? Like, conceivably.
Encounter power?
Yeah.
He could use his other daily, which is another fucking 4-weapon attack.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to use my other daily. Yeah, encounters, 2 or 3 weapon.
I mean, that could do it.
I mean, if you think it's a good idea.
I think getting rid of one of these guys is probably a good idea.
Well, you're a super smart science guy, so I'll listen to you.
All right.
Okay. Now the sound effect.
Action point, something else?
Heedless Fury.
Did you take your 5 damage from Blood of the Mighty?
I did. Came out of my 10th HP.
All right.
I'm all out of that now.
John is the most healthy out of the entire group.
I'm doing all right.
Specifically because they're kind of trying to make an example out of your team.
I got it.
I'm doing all right.
No, I got it. 28. That hits.
28 versus AC?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that hits.
No, 26. That's a 16, okay, not an 18.
That still hits.
All right.
That still hits.
Let's roll 3 weapon.
3d12.
Plus a billion.
That's a 1.
Oh, no.
You can reroll that, yeah.
Yep, I did. All right. That is 24 damage. No, 24 plus 24 7.
24 damage total?
Sorry, I keep forgetting the plus 7.
31?
31.
He is just not dead.
Bug.
He's mostly non-existent.
Yeah. So, as you just unload both barrels into this guy, he just takes one, staggers back a bit, takes the other, and he's just looking up at you. Blood starts to pour out of his mouth a bit.
I want you to try stabbing one of my friends again.
As,
Dude, he's a thrall.
So, Michael is going to, sort of hold up his hand. Abaddon's going to nod. And he is going to just sink through the ground.
Oh, come on.
Now, I don't trust this.
Come on.
Can I use this, I don't know. I guess I have to wait for my turn to use my ESP medallion.
Bullshit.
Nah, he's probably leaving just so we can come back later.
Yeah, it's a minor action, so I have to wait.
Uh-huh. I'll be back in another episode. Uh-huh.
All right. So that was it for John?
Yeah.
So next up is Gabriel, and I'm seeing if anybody in this fucking team has something to stop people from, to help people with saving throws.
Stunned. Get fucked, you nerd.
Okay, so can't do anything. Roll saving throw. Saves.
Fuck you.
Not stunned. Okay, but you make your opportunity the attack there.
All right.
What's the range on your Well of Shadows opportunity attack? 10. Are you within 10?
Yeah.
Just barely.
Okay. Here we go.
9.
So that's 24 versus reflex.
24 versus
slowed
reflex.
Save ends. And 10, 10 damage.
Oh, wait. It's. Oh, yeah. She had to try to save against slow as well.
Yeah.
Which she does.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to say.
So you're slowed again.
And she takes how much damage? 10 damage. Michael is once again going to teleport and take half of that.
Okay. And curse damage on Michael.
Okay.
So he takes.
Don't forget 5 damage.
Actually, wait. No, that won't work. Warlock's curse.
1d6 to damage once per round. I forgot to declare it on my curse of the dark dream.
You can place a warlock's curse on multiple targets. If you hit a cursed enemy with an attack, you didn't hit him with an attack.
Ah, shit. Well, I can apply it to
Gabriel too. Though.
No, yeah, I can't apply it to Gabriel. Never mind. So 4 more to Gabriel and 4 to Michael.
That doesn't work either. Michael didn't get hit with an attack.
That's 4 to Gabriel.
Yes.
14 total.
Okay. Top of the round. Lose healing surge.
Fuck off with this shit. All
right.
I don't have control of my character.
You how?
I don't know. I'm clicking and not doing nothing. Oh, there we go. I clicked a couple times and then it...
Okay.
Michael should be up.
Yep. So, Michael. Perfect. So, the current effects on Michael are he's cursed by you, he's got the dark dream, and what else?
He's getting electrocuted.
Yes. So, in retaliation for that, because he is absolutely not happy about this current state of affairs, teleport.
What happened to this guy up here, the little small dude?
Well, little small dude. This dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he probably should have taken his turn, but he was just chilling then.
That actually kind of works. Like, they're way too occupied to be controlling these thralls.
Mm-hmm. So, he is going to... Oh, John, take 4 radiant.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't attack Michael on your turn.
He was really far away.
Yeah. That's kind of the point of the mark.
Hey, now I'm by myself with Gabriel.
Yes, so now he is going to, here, let's see. He's going to whip out his sword. It's going to be, glowing here. And 1 second. Let me just pull up my repository here. I don't have anything good for this. So, anyway, he is going to, pull out the sword and he's going to, do a little cross slash. On Patton here.
I hope not.
So that is going to be a 27 versus your AC.
That'll hit. Now, what type of damage is this sword?
What type of damage is it? Regular.
Okay. I didn't know if it would be radiant again.
The effect is the other thing, so that's going to be 18 damage.
Oof.
Oof. And you are restrained until the end of his next turn, which means you can't move unless you teleport. You can't be pulled, pushed, or slid. You grant combat advantage, and you're taking a -2 penalty to attack rolls. So, he's going to slash across you. The wounds are going to glow and then sort of constrict as you get held in place in the air as he's pointing his sword up at you. And he's just going to then move the sword over to John. He's got your friend hanging there. So that will be his turn. Then next up is Jiron.
All right.
How's being prone feel?
I'm prone?
Yeah.
You were passing. You were dying.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't exactly be bleeding out on your feet.
Hey, you never know. They do it in DBZ a lot.
That's true.
Move action, stand up. Magic item daily. Chain reach by chain. Let's make sure I can do
this. Okay.
I can do it. So, minor action, make a melee basic attack. So we're going to make that Eldritch Strike.
Mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. Here we go.
Roll it.
That's a 30 versus AC.
That'll hit.
All right. And then 9 damage and Warlock Curse.
So another D6.
5.
So 14
total. And he gets slid one square, I think.
Yep, you can slide him one square.
All right, so he's going to...
Also, he's been bloodied for a second now.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
I'm going to slide him...
Where would you like to slide him?
Closer to John. Slide.
No. Okay. Oh. If you slide him away from Patton, it'll break the...
It won't.
So...
He's restrained, not grabbed.
I'm going to, in essence, make it easier for John to get to him and make it easier for Elias to get into the Well of Shadows and just 1v1 Gabriel.
Okay, that was 1v1. That's a move and minor. What's your standard?
For my next trick, spend the Fel Might, and we're going to use Cruel Bounty on Michael.
Okay.
And
wait, you get to attack on a minor now?
Yeah, with his daily.
Magic item daily.
With his item daily.
Oh.
Alright, so here we go. Oh my god. Alright. So that's a 28 versus fortitude on that cruel bounty.
That'll hit.
And that's going to be 2d6. 15 damage. And
15 damage.
And that's radiant damage. And until the end of my next turn, all allies gain a +1 power bonus to attack. No, +2. +2, because I use Fel Might. Power bonus to attacks and damage rolls.
Alrighty.
And that's my turn.
Okay. He's taking a good bit less from that because, you know, radiant is kind of his shtick. Yep. So next up is Elias.
All right. First things first. Wait, is there some... Do I get some benefit from being in the Well of Shadows?
No. It just
Okay, so I just want to...
It makes it so you can lock her down in there.
Alright. Well, yeah, to that end, she's slowed, right?
Yep.
Yes. She's currently slowed.
I'm gonna go ahead and hit her with Dragon's Tail.
Oh, to try and knock her prone?
Yeah.
Rude.
Prepare bullied. To be bullied, nerd.
Alright, go for it.
Elven Accuracy, because that was a nat one.
Okay, roll it.
Elven Accuracy is a minor, right?
Elven Accuracy is a free.
Oh, that's good. Because I had a minor thing that I wanted to do too.
It's just a reroll.
Yeah.
Rerolls, I don't think any rerolls make you spend actions, because that kind of runs into...
Alright, that's with the +2 that I've got, that's a 20 versus fortitude.
20 versus fortitude?
Yeah.
20 versus fortitude?
Yep.
That'll hit.
Aha! So that's 1d6 plus dex. That'll be 9 base damage plus another 10 from center flurry of blows. So 19 damage, they're knocked prone. And as a minor action, I would like to use my Reign of Hammer's key focus daily minor action, which will let me make an at-will attack against an enemy I've already hit.
Okay.
And for that, I would like to hit them with 5 storms, because it does more damage.
Alrighty. She's bloodied.
Good. Screw her. Heck off. That will be 24 versus reflex.
24 versus reflex. That'll hit.
Alright, that's 2d8.
Wait, 2d8?
Or 1d8, sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, it's not that.
That's another nine damage.
Okay.
And zapped not by dead. Lil Bro.
Not dead.
Twice zapped by Lil Bro.
Yes. I know. I've already been factoring this in.
Alright. Yeah, she's prone. And I haven't used a movement, but I don't think there's really anything I need to do here.
Oh, we need to run away, you guys.
Well, it looked like it still looks pretty bad.
Not really.
Yeah, to be fair, you're
doing a lot.
We're doing a stupid amount of damage.
Yeah. You guys get beaten up for the first couple of rounds, but then your absurd amount of heals come through, and then you can just kind of do whatever.
I haven't been healed once, I'll let you know.
Says
I didn't know I'd basically one-shot the guy.
End of my turn.
All right.
Elias is finally competent.
So, next up, Patton. You're dazed. You're very confused. Next to Michael. You're taking a negative two to your attacks.
But a plus two, which cancels it out.
But I've only got one action.
Wait,
right?
What's the plus two?
Yeah, plus two attack and damage.
Oh, yeah. Against Michael. Do you even have any melee attacks?
I mean, I got a staff that I can smack him with.
Oh, yeah, you've also got thundering armor or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I've also got something else up my sleeve here.
Mm-hmm.
So Coraline's Boon of Arcane Might. I'm going to use the daily.
Ooh.
Free action.
To pick an encounter power?
Yeah, to pick a third level encounter power from an arcane class, so...
Are you going to pick fucking Sword Mage?
That would be silly. Also, I only have one move, so I can't even move a little bro over here to stab him in the back. So, I got to make this one move count. Now, this should help if it works. Alright, so it's... Mm-hmm. Let's see, attack intelligence versus will, so that would be plus 10.
What's right? The... Wait, is this a melee attack?
It is a close blast 5.
What's the power?
Color spray.
Oh, shit.
I can hit him and Azrael with it.
Okay, cool. Can you? Yeah, you can.
So it would be... So it's intelligence versus will, so it's being charged through my implement, so it's 11... plus my roll.
That's not how that works.
Right?
It's going to be the same. No, it's going to be the same attack bonus as Thundering Armor.
Okay.
So 7.
Oh, wait, hold up. By the way, Michael's prone. I forgot. Sorry.
Wait, Cruel Bounty knocks prone?
No, my magic item daily knocked him prone.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay, so it's...
Boot.
Holy shit, okay. He has so many status effects.
I got plus 8 and then plus 2.
Well, a lot of them go away.
Right? Because I've got a minus 2 and then a plus 2, so I think it evens out to just being normal.
Yeah, it
right?
Evens out. It's just your regular attack bonus.
I've got a plus 8 on Thundering Armor, so it's going to be plus 8 on this. Hopefully it works. I literally rolled another 20.
Not 20? Uh-huh.
You know it. Pocket Sand!
Haha!
You weren't right, counting so on one on thing, spray? Were you, Michael? Wacha! I just sprayed at both him and Azrael's face.
So, what? It's, how much damage does color spray do?
1d6 plus 4 radiant damage, and the target is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Jesus.
I rolled a 1, so 5 damage.
It's a crit, so it gets maxed out, and then you got the additional 1d6.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then 6 plus 4, and then a d6?
Yep.
Okay, so 10... 15 damage.
So, 15 damage, and he's dead.
I think this
and
upgrades from pocket sand to just acid in the face. Acid in the
Does
eyes.
Does it push?
No, it just dazes.
Okay. So.
Throw some.
Michael.
What happens is I reach for the pocket sand, and whoops, I mixed up the pocket sand with the white phosphorus.
It was a mix up at the white phosphorus factory and the sand factory.
So you are going to knock Michael down to 0.
Oopsed.
Yep. However, boss shit, Michael is going to reach his hand out. This guy is going to go whoop right over to him.
This is some Darth Malik right? Bullshit.
Yeah. As he is going to just grab this guy, like gripping his eyes, he's going to grab him by the head, and you're just going to see this dude like fall flat over. as Michael is then going to float back up, you're going to get pushed back a little bit. He's back up, and all ongoing effects on him are gone.
I'm sorry, can you fuck off?
The book that he was holding, his Bible, is now going to be floating in front of him. As he's going to now turn directly at John, like, the smirk that he had was gone. And you're just going to hear, like, a double voice echo of, I didn't know we were going serious on this one. All right, then. All right. As this guy is gone.
On a scale of dead to very dead, how dead is he?
He kind of crumbles to dust.
That's very dead.
Very dead.
Well, we saved 4 out of the 5 of them. That's not so bad.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, this ain't over.
Well, no, I mean, like, of the husk guys.
Yeah. So, next up, I'm assuming you are done, because you could only take one action.
Have I lost my status effects now? Am I back to being normal?
You need to save against the days.
Oh, okay. No, I thought the days was end of next turn.
No, you got a different days.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, well, I'm going to... Finally, so this is a saving throw, right?
Yep.
After fucking nearing 50 episodes, use flow form cloth armor, give myself the temp HP, and get a +1 to this saving throw roll.
Wait, you have a thing called flow form cloth armor?
Yes, yeah. I've had this and literally never been able to use it. I rolled a 2, so it did not matter.
Well, it was a 3, though.
That's cool. Just so you know, you could have used this... No. The... Trigger is you're subjected to an effect that the save can end. It's an immediate. You can use it whenever.
Yes,
you should have used
this
when you first got triggered.
Literally every time I've been subjected to something, like, nah, it's not something the save can end. I'm like, all right, then.
Well, I told you this time that it was a save ends and you didn't use the armor.
Yeah, it's because I didn't know it right now. Because I got, what is this for the days or is this for the other one?
This was for the days. So the way that this works is that when you get subjected to the days, that a save ends days, you could trigger this and make a saving throw.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
We can retroactively say you tried to do that, so they make your saving throw at the end of turn.
Yeah, so now you get 2 instead of just 1.
Also, you don't get the augment bonus. You just get the regular. You wouldn't get a bonus to it. You just get to make a saving throw.
Well, there. I rolled a 10.
Okay, so now you're not dazed anymore. But you use that when you get subjected to the effect.
I think it threw me off because it was an encounter it said on there. I'm like, well, hold on a second. Yeah. And I was thinking of all my encounters. Except for the one that I can use. Shut up.
So do you Good job. Are you taking a move in a minor then now?
No, he doesn't.
He can't. That's his end of his turn.
Yeah.
So next up is Azrael, who is going to walk right back
over here. No, go away. No.
You got this. We got Michael, you got everyone else.
Now little bro should be able to take a swipe at him if he tries to hit you.
That's not how magic weapon works.
It doesn't have an opportunity attack.
Yeah, that's if he was attacking in melee. Or if he was attacking in melee with a ranged attack. You don't get an opportunity attack for being adjacent to your friend when somebody hits you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see now. I'm thinking rules mixed up. I'm thinking of I was thinking of when he moves, but now that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He tries and bails and doesn't teleport again. That'd be pretty cool, but we'll see.
So, Azrael is going to just stride back over to Elias. It's bad form to strike a lady. And is going to go for that double attack with the scythe again.
No, okay, see, here's the thing. That did, all of my health last time.
Yes! So, that is going to be 22 versus AC.
God.
Yes. All right, now hold on. Before he gets hit, now that I'm not dazed, I'm going to do that shock and feedback.
Hopefully, oh, yeah, the one that you can actually use.
Yeah, so Patton falls down on the ground, takes that that taser up there, takes a shot. Let's see if it lands. +10. 17 versus AC. I am going to add a D6 to that. Memory of 1,000 lifetimes.
Okay. Sure.
6.
6? That'll hit.
Ooh, yeah.
Boy.
I don't really have anything for you other than maybe you go full on shit. What was the name of the vice? Dick Cheney. You go full on Dick Cheney and you get a little flash of like deer hunting out in the forest.
Wait, are we making it canonical that one of Patton's past lives was Dick Cheney?
No, we are not. I'm just saying something similar.
Okay.
You're going to conflate a deer for a man and shoot him in the face.
Okay.
So he takes 2d8 plus 5 damage. Let me roll that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent amount of damage.
Because it's only really damaging attack.
Basically, 8.
Hey.
And 2, so 15 damage.
15 damage?
Not too shabby.
All right.
And Elias gets resist 5 until the end of my next turn.
He is bloody.
Wait, is that an immediate interrupt?
Yep.
Wait,
so you get resist 5 all.
Wait, so that means... Oh, resist 5 all. That doesn't give me an AC bonus.
Nope.
No, you're taking 5 less damage from these attacks. Though.
Oh, that's good.
Also, it doesn't matter for Michael, but wasn't he still under the chains, the spike wire when I was?
He stopped
him?
Caring about that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if he was actually at zero.
Also, the spike wire did go away.
At the end of my next turn, now it's gone.
Oh,
yeah.
But it didn't really matter. He was at 2 when you hit him.
Yeah.
So, let's see how much damage you take. Ooh, max damage.
No.
So that'll be... Yep. Yeah. So that'll be 15 damage minus 5.
10.
Yep.
Okay, I'm bloody.
That's not so bad. Don't be such a baby. Your ribs will grow
then
back.
Then he is going to attack you again.
No.
How is 29 versus UAC?
It's a little high.
I guess.
Ooh, boy. Slightly less than max damage.
How much?
14 damage.
So 9.
Yes.
All right, I'm down to 8.
That actually helped a lot. You would
yeah,
have
it did.
It did. It saved his life.
Yeah, it saved me from going down. Azrael's bloodied, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Mark it. Is that his basic attack?
Yes.
Oh, is it really?
It seems to be.
Does it count as one attack?
No. Double attack is a power.
Oh.
His melee basic would be one of those attacks.
Oh, okay.
Also, actually, he can do it from range. He can do it from here.
No, you moved him up. Don't fucking retcon it.
Yeah. I'm just saying I should do that. Next up, John.
Finally. All right. This is some dumb final boss bullshit.
It's mid-boss.
Dumb mid-boss bullshit. Alright. So, walk up to Michael. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in the damnable heresies. And frenzying smite.
Nice.
Nice.
That's fucking sick.
23?
23 versus
that
AC?
That hits?
23 versus
yes.
AC? Miss.
Okay.
Ooh.
I don't do anything. I'll heal Patton, I guess.
So, does an effect happen on that? Or anything happen on a miss on Frenzying Smite?
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. It does have damage. I forgot about that.
Also,
and
Tim,
does it have an effect?
Oh, yeah, Grand Combat Advantage.
You never put that +2.
Oh, do you have that floating +2?
I forgot about that. Sure, why not?
Wait, 23 says 25.
Would you like to use your floating +2?
Sure.
Yeah.
That hits.
That's okay. 25. Yeah.
Patton's floating +2 did something.
Yay. Holy shit, Patton's doing stuff.
I completely forgot about that +2. And also half damage. But more importantly, the +2.
So full damage.
Full damage. Much better kind of damage. Alright, so we got 27, 34.
Jesus Christ.
34 damage?
Yeah.
Plus? Just total?
Yeah, total.
It's a 4-weapon smack.
Fuck.
Alright, so I also push him 2 squares and then shift up to 3 squares adjacent to him. And then I grant combat advantage to the start of my next turn.
Okay,
oh,
so where are you pushing?
Sick.
I shoot him and he kind of drops out of the air and I just kick him square in the chest, just 2 squares back.
Right here?
Yeah.
And you follow up on him?
I walk right up to him. And as I'm doing so, my arm is kind of glowing and Patton use the healing surge.
Sweet.
Yo, that's thematic as fuck.
So, That's from your armor, right?
Yes.
That's from the armor that you got?
That's from the armor.
So on that, as you glow like that, you're going to get a very quick vision. You're going to see Michael smiling down at you. You're kneeling near the edge of a riverbank. And then you're just going to see a rush of water just smack you right in the face. And he's still just going to be standing right there. As you see, you look to your left and to your right. You see, like, the people who were kneeling there next to you are just being carried off, like, slamming up against trees. But you're just sitting there underwater, and then you snap back to reality.
Watch your profanity.
All right, well,
so, that's my turn. It.
And do I get hit points from using a daily?
You get temporary hit points from Patton, and how many does he get there, Patton?
He gets 5.
5 temporary hit points.
Oh, from using an at-will item?
A daily
item. Yep, using a magic item.
Oh, I get 1. I get 5 temp hit points, too.
Also, you're grabbed, Elias.
Oomst!
You got hit by the double attack.
Just remember it.
You got hit by the double attack.
There you go, you're grabbed.
But I get plus 5. I have this temp hit points.
Wait, I'm sorry, I think you actually get plus focus. 6. Let me double check. It's, yeah, it's half level plus int mod. Int mod is 4, half level 5. So actually, yeah, you do get 6 temp HP.
Alright, so end of my turn, lose a healing surge?
Yes. Alrighty.
It's only item dailies, right, that give the hit
correct
points? Okay, not encounters. Gotcha. And temp so hit points up, don't stack?
They do not. You take the largest instance.
Gotcha.
So next up is going to be Gabriel, who is going to move action stand up.
You get to stay right there.
Right, so first things first, she's going to turn to Elias.
Yeah.
Sort of wipe, like, raise her hand up to her nose. Going to look down. Blood.
Oh no, I'm grabbed and she's going to make attacks against me. This is very bad.
So she's going to sort of nudge Azrael with her shoulder. Keep him right there for me, would you, sweetie?
No.
And he's going to kind of nod and bow a little bit as he's going to hold you up directly up to her.
No.
So first thing, since she's bloodied, minor action attack, she's going to slam you in the face with the butt of her rifle.
For free?
Minor action. So, that is going to be a 21 versus reflex.
Fuck, yes.
Okay.
Down here.
Remember, you still do have the shocking feedback resist 5. It's at the end of my next turn.
So, you are going to take 6 damage, so down to 1.
So, I just take 1. That's fine.
Godlike.
That's
I love
very
shocking
helpful.
Feedback.
And you are slowed until the end of her next turn.
All right, yeah, I'll take it. Whatever, it's fine. It's cool. It's okay. That's fine.
Then
it's okay.
She is going to level the rifle at you point blank.
No.
Straight at your chest and just unload.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Nice.
No. Not like this.
Oh, that's a crit.
No, not nice. Like this. You fuck off with this shit.
21 damage.
I'm down.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he only takes 16.
I'm still down. I'm at -3. Man, I had such a cool move planned for next turn, too. Wait, Jerry, get me up, you fuck.
I don't have anything to do that,
Jerry.
So...
Whoever goes before
you're on
me,
your own,
fucko. Goes before me.
Yeah, so...
Damn it.
Gabriel is then going to look back down, see the bleeding. And he's just going to turn, Michael, darling, do you think you could get me out of here?
No.
And she is going to envelop in some white
this
light.
Bullshit.
And boop.
No, you fuck off with this, all this fucking anime ass.
Oh, you thought we were going to kill any important
boss
characters
of
here?
The week.
Ha!
This is going very against his plan.
Yeah, well, his plan is dumb. And believe you me, I know all about dumb plans.
If you notice, if you remember, Michael's, like, big thing has been teleporting.
Yeah, but he needs to stop.
His big thing is about to be, you know, fucking 6 feet under, so...
All right, so, top of the round. Everybody lose a healing surge.
I already did that.
Oh, wait, quick question. If I immobilize him, can he teleport?
Let me check. Immobilized. You can teleport.
That's stupid. This game's dumb.
That's the explicit benefit of teleports, is that it isn't affected by movement reduction.
About to teleport my fist up his ass.
That's...
Oh, I should have looked and seen if there was any... If there was any kind of, like, silence thing I could have done with that Corlan's Boon.
Yeah, that probably would have been a good idea.
Damn it, Ted, why do you have all this shit? You're not using it.
It's just I used it to do some crazy stuff, Mr. You're dead. Sit down.
Alrighty. So next up is Michael's turn.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you better run away.
So let's see if he recharges. He does not. So he is then just going to turn his blade to John and just try to go right through that chainmail of yours. And thematically, fantastically, 17 versus AC.
Oh man, that's a low number. It doesn't hit.
Yeah. Yeah. The one person he can't hit. So he's going to see that clang off of you, right? Then he's going to zoop, 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 zoop. He's going to just teleport right over, where? Here.
You want to play this game?
Yeah.
Hello? Is anybody with any heals out there? Hello?
Now, quick question. So if a if I slide a character past an ally, they're not able to punch him in the dick, are they?
They are not.
Damn it.
There is a specific feat that allows you to do that in fucking Paragon, and it's busted.
Yeah, because at that point, you're sliding people so much that you could just line them up, slide past everybody.
You do that with pole arms, and then,
Oh, yeah, because with reach, they'd get to attack them every square along the way.
And then there's pole arm momentum that lets you do things and move them. It lets you move them further, and no, never. So,
can I have a pole arm?
Next up, Jiron. No, you cannot.
So what I'm going to do here is...
Elias wants a pole arm now.
2, 3, 4...
What?
5.
What are you?
6.
To avoid the difficult terrain.
And.
Okay.
Get Shadow Walk, Minor Action, Daily, Curse Azrael.
Wait, why the Daily?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
You don't need to use your Armor of Dark Magic.
No, I don't. Maybe.
He's closer to you than
yeah,
Michael.
Never mind. Just curse him.
Yeah, there Straight you up. Go. Curse him.
And then.
The OG curse.
So, then we're going to Eldritch Strike him.
You're not in range.
We're going to Hand of Blight him.
Okay.
And...
How close do you have to be for Eldritch Strike? 2 squares?
He has to be... Yeah, he's got reach... It's melee 2, so...
Well, then just
anybody
move
within
diagonally
2 squares.
Up.
He can't.
From your other...
I think he used up all of his movement.
It's difficult terrain.
If it's free to enter difficult terrain.
So, it's free to enter difficult terrain,
moves.
But I'm pretty sure he used up all of his movement, right?
Let me recheck my speed. Pretty sure it was 6. Yeah, it's 6.
Yeah, your speed is 6. Yeah, he could technically do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Let's do that. Elder Strike is better.
Okay, and then Elder Strike.
All right.
Finally making use of Elder Strike. The whole reason why you have the whip?
Yeah, about that. That's 14 versus AC.
14 versus AC. Let me look at his AC. Oh yeah, no.
Oh, Elias. It was nice knowing
you. You had a nice life.
I hate you all.
So, Elias.
With my dying breath, I curse Jerry.
So, Elias. Death saving throw.
Yeah.
Gurgle.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you get to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend a healing surge and go back up.
Yeah. Do I get to take a turn?
What?
No.
I'm sorry, fucking what?
That's how that works.
No, I know. It's just, this is good.
You still grabbed, but still. That'll probably stop Azrael from just outright killing you.
So, basically what happens here is through sheer force of centered will, Elias finds the strength to press up from the ground and just, like, grab Azrael's arms and, like, start struggling against it again.
Nice.
So I don't get to take a turn off that, though?
No.
God damn it.
Your turn's still over.
Cursing Jerry was the greatest idea I ever had. Fuck you, so, Jerry. Stand back up.
So, next up is going to be Patton.
Okay. All right.
You're not in range to heal Elias.
So I finally have access to all my standard move and minor, right?
Yep.
Finally, after 10,000 years.
Yes, I do believe this is the first turn of the fight where you get to do things.
Okay. So, I've got minor.
It's almost
melee
like Michael
one,
is
targets
very
one
aware.
Creature, intelligence versus AC, one weapon plus four damage.
Ooh, dancing weapon attack?
With that resounding Morningstar.
Nice.
So, Lil Bro's just going to go and just smack him right in the dome. Hopefully.
Nice.
So.
Roll it.
Let's see. 10 plus. It would be plus 10. 8, right? Or no, yeah, it's
no,
just intelligence.
It's
so
plus 10.
10. So 20.
You
versus.
Get the. Basically, you get the proficiency bonus of a weapon.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, 20 versus AC.
On the nose.
Neat. And then it just deals one weapon, which would be 1d10, because it's a Morningstar.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. So it's got a free action, Power Daily, where I daze him. So.
Yep. Do it.
Let's do it. Let's smack him really hard.
What was the, it's the Resounding Weapon, right?
Yep, Resounding Morningstar. So, little bro,
I'm not
just
entirely sure if you
him.
Can trigger it off of that, but it would make sense that you it does because you are attacking. Hmm. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Yep, because I just got a hit with the weapon. So, all
right
then. So that's
right,
1d10.
I'll consider it as an attack that you're making because it's one of your summoned monsters. Because you're technically it's making the attack.
Yeah. So 1d10 plus 4. A d10 looks weird.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I rolled a 0, so I think that's a 10.
That's a 10. So that's 14?
Yep.
Wait, why is it only plus 4? Shouldn't it be higher than that?
Well, it's one weapon plus my int damage.
But plus 1 from the thing.
Okay, so it's 15 then.
So it's 15.
I've hit 15 every single turn. I like it.
Nice. So that, and he's dazed.
Mm-hmm.
As he is currently grappling Elias and then just gets clocked on the side of the face.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to enjoy doing this to them. Just, they're in the middle of things, and then something just hits them upside the side of the head. Alright, what else are you doing there, Patton? Can you attack with Dancing Weapon multiple times per turn?
Yep, if I downgrade my standard to a minor.
Well, you could downgrade your move to a minor.
So I could just smack, smack, smack. Let's do that. Let's do my move into a minor and smack him again.
Wait, are you going to use it three times?
Bop, bop, bop. Bitch, I might.
You can use the manual. Yeah, it doesn't say that he can't do this multiple times.
Well, you know what does say I can't do it multiple times when I roll a 4.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Hit him again.
I'm tempted.
Hit him again.
What else are you going to do?
I could Thundering Armor and just blast this dude, but I don't think I'll hurt Michael for that much. Let's see. Elias is already back up on his feet.
Well, kind of.
It's about to be not.
Yeah, I'm grabbed. If he makes an attack against me, I'm fucked.
It's not even an attack, it's an auto damage.
Yeah, it's auto damage. You gotta kill him.
Man, that's unfortunate.
Let's see. Who's up next in the turn order?
Michael.
Him, Azrael.
Oh, yeah. Kill him, please.
All right. All right, come on, little bro. Don't let me down. You're my bro, little bro.
Bat 29.
22 versus AC, I think it was.
AC. That'll hit.
All right, let's smack this dude. Another 1d10 plus 4, or 1d10 plus 5.
Plus little brother smack zaps him.
Nah, it's only when an ally hits him. Yeah, wait, I don't think dancing weapon counts as an ally.
I'm going to say that you can pick one. Either you get to trigger your own, either you get to trigger your item dailies off of it, or it counts as your ally.
Let's go with item dailies, because it's going to get real complicated. All right, so
pick one. Either it's two, either it's an extension of you damage, or it's not.
No, wait, 7 damage.
7 damage? Okay, he's not dead.
God damn it.
I smack, smack, smack.
All right. That'll be it for you then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, Azrael. So, Azrael is going to... He's holding you up with his left hand. And then with his right hand, he's just going to take the scythe and just slam you down to the ground with it. So this is going to be some auto damage. Oof. Oof, ow, oof, ow, my bones. Let me do some math real quick. That is going to be... Oh, it's max damage. 27.
Jesus.
Wait. What happens if
you're
I
not dead.
Okay. I just...
You have to hit your negative bloodied value.
Minus 27, remember, though, right?
Yeah.
No, you were at 11.
So I go to 0?
No, you were at 11.
Yeah.
So you're at negative 16.
Yeah, that's very fucking close to my negative, my...
Did you ever use an item bonus?
He did not.
Okay. Because then he would have had that temp HP. But luckily you're not dead.
I'm down again.
Yes. As you just get slammed down to the ground, like, with the scythe. You know, like, he just kind of hooks the scythe onto you and then slams you into the ground with it. And then pulls the scythe out. Picks you back up. You're still grabbed.
Jesus. Can somebody kill this guy, please? Thank you.
Yeah, next up is John. You got a decision to make.
Now, do you guys have a whole full turn to kill him?
What? What? Are you kidding me?
John, hello? This is like your moral center here.
I think my moral center is beating the shit out of Michael right now. I gotta think about this.
Damn.
This isn't
he's
gotta
make a choice. Michael's either gonna beat the fuck out of Patton, or Azrael's gonna keep hitting
You don't seem to understand. If I get hit one more time, Elias will literally be dead.
Yes.
And I will have to roll a new character.
Shit.
Azrael can't have that much health.
He's bloodied.
I mean, as long as I survive, I mean, I've still got all my healing stuff.
Let's think about it like this, John. What would John do? Elias just got slammed into a bunch of chairs by a scythe and is very clearly bleeding out and is being held by a gigantic Goliath who seems pretty hellbent on killing him. On the other hand, Michael is currently attempting to kill Patton. What do you do?
I guess.
Why do you say it so dejectedly?
I mean,
I'm very mad at Michael.
I can try some hot bullshit that's not a combat related thing. I can try a skill roll to try and save Elias, but I don't know if that's going to work.
With a heal check.
Not a heal check. It would be...
I mean, I do have a move that would have saved Elias by breaking the hold, so I'm not going to mention that I had
what?
That because I forgot
you
about
fuck.
It.
I don't think Thundering Weapon would, or Thundering
no,
Armor
No, it's
would
not
have
Thundering
even...
Armor. What the fuck? The other one.
Thundering Armor would have worked, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it does shove him. Quick question. So, off a charge and make a melee basic, and I can use hold fast in place of melee basic, so I can hold fast off of that?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why it's here, for this exact situation where you need to charge through some difficult terrain.
Okay. So, clearly as I was advancing on Michael, I'm going to hear a whole bunch of chairs splinter.
And a spray of blood and some elf scream.
All right.
Yeah, all you hear is...
Presumably it sounds like, no, 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 no.
No, presumably it sounds like, I cursed Jerry.
All right. Sorry, Michael. But all according to God's will.
As you
will.
Get scythe chokeslam.
And I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... That don't work.
You can charge.
One,
you can move,
two, oh yeah,
and
three.
Then charge.
That's 3, not 4.
Then charge.
Yeah. The difficult terrain thing, it feels like it should be... 1 to move out, but 2 to move in, but it's backwards and it threw me off.
Yeah.
But no, that's 7. And I'm going to hold fast. Just sprint straight at him and fucking punch him.
Nice.
22
versus AC? Yeah. That'll hit.
Oh shit, I forgot about divine strength. Well. Yeah.
What does divine strength do?
Nah, it just does damage.
Add some damage.
You use it, do the damage.
I can't, because I got to use it as a minor, and also I should probably heal you instead.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That shit. I rolled a 5, a 1, and a 1. I rerolled a 1 and got a 2.
Damn.
Don't you get to reroll all 1s, or just 1-1?
No, just 1-1. Well,
15.
He gets to reroll one of them and then some other shit. Wait, why are you rolling 3 weapons? Is hold fast 3 weapons?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm looking at I'm looking at Heedless Fury.
It's too
scrolled up. What do?
Yeah. So take the 2 lower.
Okay, 3 damage.
Wait, no, if he rolled 1, plus... he gets to re-roll the 1, so.
Yeah, which re-rolled into a 2.
Yeah. So it's 5 and 2.
No, I rolled too many dice.
Oh.
Yeah, he rolled a 5, a 1, and a 1.
My screen was 2 scrolled up, so I looked
which
up and saw 3 weapons.
He rerolled the 1 into a 2, so he takes the 2 lowest because he accidentally rolled too many dice.
So 10 damage.
10 damage?
Lowest damage I have ever done.
That's actually, that is the lowest damage you've ever
and
done, but that is enough
brother.
To, yeah. That plus the zap is enough to, hang on, what's the range on this? Oh, he's just outside of the teleport and take 1 for the team damage. But he is well within the immediate interrupt. Azrael is going to turn over. I'm sorry. I failed. And is then going to... Whoop,
no, we can't let us kill him.
No, they're important characters. I can't die here. And then...
It's more like, this is a thing that they can do that you need to figure out how to stop.
I like mine better. Let me be more angry. And I'm going to lay on hands Elias. Angrily.
Yeah, he only used 1 action, which was chokeslam the elf.
Alright, lay on hands gives me what now?
Healing surge.
Do you even have any healing surges left?
Yeah. I have a bunch of healing
surges. No, I spend a healing surge.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh yeah, you spend the healing surge. That'll help you conserve some of them.
So I just go up from 0 to that.
Yep. To your healing surge value. Okay, top of the round. Everybody lose healing surge.
Alright, now it's just Michael left.
Yeah. So. Michael is going to teleport right here.
Teleport, Mario.
He's just going to look at all 4 of you. Look over at the people unconscious on the ground. He teleported on top of the guy that they turned into dust. Just going to pick up some of that dust, toss it into the air. This is what will remain. Volu, you've officially made me angry.
I'm going to fucking kill you, Michael.
Is he going to start flashing red? He's in the next
yes,
phase.
He's going to go into the Monster Hunter Rage mode. Shut up. So... Anyway, the dust is going to swirl around him, and he is also going to vanish in a burst of light.
One second, real quick. In immediate interrupt, I want to try and have Specky throw a spore ball real quick to see if I can tag him.
Sure, go for it.
What would the roll for that be?
That's definitely going to be your basic attack versus AC.
Oh, really? I was thinking it would be like a skill.
No.
Basic attack versus AC? All right.
Yeah.
So that would be like plus 10. 10 versus AC. 21 versus AC.
Miss.
Fuck you.
So, actually, on that, though, he's going to get tagged with some of that.
Yeah.
Then, when he teleports, Specky is going to start flipping out.
Oh, okay.
Specky is going to just start, like, running in circles.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to puff up a bit. Like, a lot. And then just, like, you're going to see, like, a blue flame come out of its mouth. Focus out and just like rocket engine go flying into a wall.
Oh no, I'm gonna go grab Specky. Limp over to Specky.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got way too much mana feedback from that place. Well, I thought we could track him, Specky. It was a spur of the moment kind of decision.
Specky is going to turn the rocket beam at you.
I'm going to sort of brush it aside.
As Specky is going to just then kind of sputter out, crashing through some chairs, is going to come pop up out of the chairs, walk up over to you, and just start smacking at your leg.
I'll pat Specky on the head.
Oh.
I was being attacked. It was a spur of the moment decision. I'm sorry.
So, you currently have in this building five. Who are unconscious and in need of immediate medical attention.
I thought it was four. One of them is dust.
Well, no, it's five because of the one you knocked out before the fight.
But the that's right. One more showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
There was one that she was using as a chair and one more behind the curtains and stuff. So. What are you guys going to do?
We gotta get these men back to some madam.
I would say we'll find out next time. On Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play Podcast.
That's correct.
I was incorrect. So, my name is
like 6
Tad.
PM.
I'm the character that's not dead.
Who, me too?
I play Patton. You can find me on my normal podcast, Let Me Tell You About. It's on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. Hosted in the same places as Revival on the website, www.lmtya.com. Also on Twitter, at Let Me Tell You BB. And the Discord.
And my name is Dan. I'm the DM of this game, and I'm very confused as to why these guys are immediately trusting of everyone they meet. Nobody even tried to roll an insight check on Rakana ever.
Now hold on, are you saying Rakana maybe set us up, Dan?
Michael said that explicitly.
Yeah, but what he's lying.
Yeah. I implicitly trust Michael. Sure thing, Dan. Yeah, you're not going to trick me with your DM tricks. Get out of here.
You guys are completely moronic.
It's not me. They just agree to shit before I could do anything. The same thing happened with Red.
Everyone's probably a good person.
Michael is still at the place that she just sent us to, and there's a bunch of her dudes being held captive by him. Huh. I'm sure that this was a complete misunderstanding.
Oh, I'm sure. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we'll talk it all out once we get back there.
You can find me on the Let Me Tell You About Discord in the Revival subsection. Please ask me questions. Please ask me questions. Talk to me. I'm so alone.
When we don't play, when we're not in a session, he just sits in his apartment, the single light bulb,
I'm just in stasis.
Much akin to my own, slowly going out until he sits in the darkness.
I am currently sitting in the darkness, actually.
I'm currently wearing a Snuggie.
Let's wrap this up. I haven't eaten all day. I'm Michael. I play Elias. I'm also on Twitch at @bro_operatives with Daniel, my brother, who is the DM. We do cool stuff. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Let's move on. I'm hungry. I want to go.
My name is Tim. Eat food. And I am the greatest.
I'm Matt. I play Jerry. I have another podcast called Sweet Life of Matt and Cody. And I also show up on the Discord and find me on Twitter at @lmtyamatt. And that's our show, folks. Goodbye.
Also, I'm going to agree that Tim is the greatest.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to agree. Tim gets the best player star every session. You get the gold star. It can be turned in for... You can turn it in for exactly nothing.